In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are continuing in the third paragraph of volume 36, October 2nd, 1938. Jesus says, my daughter Louisa, I, Jesus, wanted to do this by winning man through my love, but human perfidy does not allow me. So Jesus says, this is the love of God, Christ crucified. This is the love of God, Mary dying with Jesus at Calvary. I mean, Jesus said she would have died if it wasn't for the divine will. This is, I want to win man through my love, shedding every drop of blood. Our Lady sacrificing her son. But human perfidy does not allow me. Therefore, Jesus says, I, as God, will use divine justice. I, God, will sweep the earth. I, God, will take away all the harmful creatures who, like poisonous plants, poison the innocent plants. This is what we're going through right now. This is what God is doing right now. What's happening, this war that we're in, is God is sweeping the earth. He's using divine justice. He says, I wanted to use mercy and love, but humanity didn't want that. So he says, I must do this through divine justice. This is what Jesus taught Louisa about divine justice. And now what our God is asking is, are you willing to begin to enter to live and live this life? We could, my pastor in my first parish that I was assigned to, my pastor said to me, we can do it the easy way or we can do it your way. It was like, oh, and he was always right. It was astonishing. He was an amazing, amazing Monsignor. He was a good man. You can do it the easy way, or you can do it your way. And it was like, whoa, his way was always easier. So therefore, God is saying the same thing. I wanted to give you divine mercy, but we're doing it our way. Human perfidy does not allow God to accomplish through his love. Therefore, I will use justice. I will sweep the earth. I will take away all the harmful creatures who are like poisonous plants, are poisoning the innocent plants. And once I have purified everything, my church and my world, everything I've purified, everything that I have done to purify the earth and the church, he says, then watch what I'm going to do. He says, my truths will find the way to give to the survivors the divine life, the palm, the balm, the peace that they contain. And everyone who survives will receive them. They will give them the kiss of peace to the confusion of those who did not believe in these truths that Jesus has given to Louisa. And those who even condemn these truths. There's people that don't like Louisa. I mean, that's why her books were confiscated back in 1938. There were priests that did not want Louisa. And they put them in a place that they would never be seen again in the secret archives of the Vatican. Never to be seen. That secret is not secret the way we understand it. It's the personal papers of the Pope, the personal files of the Pope. And they were so enraged with Louisa that they said, have them destroyed. Let them never be seen again. I remember I was in the seminary in 1967 when what happened at that point was Pope Paul VI said the secret, the books that were forbidden, the index. He says, now anybody can read them. And I remember as a kid saying, who is he to say now we can read these perverse books because they were condemned, you know, in there. And who knew that in the mind of God, because he did that, the writings of Louisa could be released now. Her books were not condemned. The two books that were condemned was the Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary, because her spiritual director crossed pages out. Jesus couldn't have said this. Crossed lines out. Jesus couldn't. He said he meant this and wrote it down. What he wrote was heresy. The church said, we condemn these writings. Louisa says, I condemn them too, because they're not what Jesus said. She wasn't angry with her spiritual director at the time. She just says, they should be condemned. This isn't what Jesus told me. When Cardinal Ratzinger reviewed the books, he said in a personal letter to the Archbishop in Mexico City, all the writings of Louisa must be published. Because, thinking about it, his parish that he went to, if you want to say the place that he went to, was a Benedictine monastery where Father Bida went to Corrado, got the writings of Corrado, and printed them in German. So when Hitler wanted to burn the books, I think the main reason he wanted those books burnt was because the writings were in German. So that was the first nation that embraced the divine will outside of Italy. See, God has a plan. Don't be upset of what's happening. Everything is going to happen the way God has planned it. Here, I was upset because the Pope says, now the index is gone. Now you can read these things. I go, who is he to do this? What was part of God's plan? And then with Cardinal Ratzinger, who went and probably met Father Bida at the Benedictine monastery. I mean, think about it. It was so important to him that his name is Benedict. See, God has everything planned. And in the secrecy that God is doing things, it's all going to work out. Don't worry about anything. But Jesus says, I'm going to sweep the earth. The poisonous plants will be gone. And he says very, very clearly, it's the truths will find a way to give to the survivors the life, the bomb, the peace that they contain. And everything that they receive from them will give them the kiss of peace to the confusion of those who did not believe them. And even those who condemn these writings. He says, my truths will reign, and I, God, will have my kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God is doing. God is doing this. Jesus says very, very clearly, his kingdom is going to come on earth, and my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, once again, let's not move anything. Let's do our way, we'll be singing victory. See, God's going to do this, as St. Louis de Montfort says. They can have their way, Jesus says, in a way that they will find confusion and shame of themselves, and it will happen to them as to the blind who don't believe in the light of the sun because they don't see it. They will remain in their blindness. There will be some people that won't want this. There are some people, because of their pride, won't want the divine will. Our Lady, you have to remember, when Our Lady said, fiat mihi, the angel said, you'll be the mother of God. She goes, how can that be? I've already promised a life of virginity. But how can I do this to help God? What can I do? What can happen so that I can accomplish what God wants? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Total surrender. Total docility, total submission, humility. There will be people that will be blind and will remain in their blindness, while those who will see the divine will enjoy the divine will, show off the goods of the light of the divine will with complete happiness, and the happiness starts now. not after we die. God is saying to us, begin to live heaven now on earth. Begin to live heaven now on earth. This is the joy of reading the book of heaven. We are filled. I mean, it's unbelievable. Filled with peace, joy, and happiness. We're listening to what Jesus is saying. He's saying, yes, there's poisonous plants out there, but I'm going to sweep the earth of them. They're not going to be around. Those in my church and those in the world. You have to remember, God wins. And he's says the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is heaven. This is the only prayer that he taught the apostles. May your king, Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. When that happens, when the kingdom is established on earth, this dust, the kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. When Jesus breathes into us this Ruach of God, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which we're reading about in volume 11 through volume 19, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that John Paul II says, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. Get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Those are the words of John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II. Great things are right around the corner. And the evil one thinks he's won. He didn't win, and he can't win. God wins. His church wins. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. There's not going to be many denominations. There's not going to be many religions. There's going to be the universal life that God breathed into Adam. This Catholic life that Jesus and Mary brought to earth. Again, to start the Catholic life, the universal life again. And now Jesus says, the crowning of my church is this great gift of the divine will. This is what God is doing. And he's doing it in our time. Because he says, I've predestined you to live at this time. So as Jesus says to Louisa, you must be courageous. Those are basically the first words of Pope Benedict when he became Pope. You cannot be afraid. That's basically the words of John Paul II. What did he say when he became Pope? Do not be afraid. Be courageous. Why? This is the time where great things are coming. What did St. John Paul II give to us? He gave us divine mercy through St. Faustina. Why? It's the final devotion that I give to my church before I return. Great things are in store. Amazing things are in store. And our God is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. We pray that these poisonous plants be swept away, and we ask this, that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.